This is Contemplative Life Conversations with Father Jose. Thank you for joining me today to look deeper into the different aspects of contemplative life and centering prayer. I want to talk about the divine indwelling. What is divine indwelling? Divine indwelling is the life of the Trinitarian presence, or the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit within us. That is the divine indwelling. We have been told that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Within you rests God in God's fullness. It may look like it is a doctrine, but the very fact that we have been created in the image and likeness of God, the very fact that God has planned us and loved us and found us to be worthy and beautiful and good, that points to the fact that within us resides God. And when the Lord is within us, there is a purpose for which we are set and we are created. And if we listen to that Spirit within us, then we will understand what God wants of us to do. And so because of that, there is a constant need in us to seek deeper understanding of who this God is. And so when we search for God, when we look for God, or when we actually get in tune with God within us, we recognize the power of God deeper and deeper. This is the fundamental principle of centering prayer. The fundamental principle of centering prayer is the basic knowledge that within us is God, the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it is this God who empowers us to lead a spiritual life. Now, when we recognize that within us is God, we are better than what we think we are. We are better than what we are willing to believe we are. Our identity is formed by this recognition that God lives within us. God has changed us as people, but from the very beginning of creation, God has transformed us. This affirmation, this reality that the Lord resides within us need to be affirmed on a very daily basis. During centering prayer, we sit with God as our life's companion, the one who is available to us all the time. God is not someone who lives away from us, but God who lives within us. We manifest God. We present ourselves into the world, and people begin to experience God when we recognize God is within us. And so in centering prayer, in contemplative prayer, and in active life, in during both these times, we present God to the world. We have heard many times that when you go into your inner self, you know, as the Lord says to the disciples, that when you pray, go into the inner room and shut the door and be with the Father. That's what this is all about. Movement into our inner room, the innermost part of our being, is where God resides. That experience is deeper and more powerful. When we believe God is within us, we are more apt, we are more attuned to, or maybe willing to listen to what God is saying within us, because we know the promptings of the Spirit comes from within, and we have a greater access to God within us. This is one of the greatest truths, one of the greatest truths of faith. Today, in today's world, it needs a lot more emphasis because people are, they don't believe the basic goodness that they have. Maybe religions and different theologies and philosophical viewpoints have made people to believe how lost they are and how big of a sinner they are. The early fathers of the church called this process development of spiritual senses. It is the most basic principle of the spiritual life. So, in our spiritual life, we need to learn to understand what divine indwelling is, who we are, why we are the way we are. In the beginning, God found everything to be worthy and beautiful about us, but how we have forgotten to recognize that in Christ. So today I want to invite you to recognize this truth, that from before the foundation of the world, God has actually designed us and breathed into us. And when God breathed into us, God Himself took shelter within us. We are much, much greater within us than we believe it to be. And once we recognize that, we will enter into prayer life better.